Over the last 12 months, we've had leaders in our movement that have been working day and night to expose the genocidal ties that this government has with the state of Israel. And our next speaker is one of those people that has been working round the clock to expose the continued ties, financial and weapons ties from Australia to the state of Israel, and that is Senator David Shoebridge. So I'm beyond honored to introduce Senator David Shoebridge, who's a former barrister and a member of the Australian Greens Party. Please give a very warm welcome to Senator Shoebridge.
Oh, thanks very much for the introduction. And I want to start by acknowledging we're all gathered here today on Gadigal land. We know it's First Nations land. We know it's Aboriginal land, so let's acknowledge it now. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. What land is it? It's Gadigal land. Gadigal land. And we've seen First Nations people in this country facing many of the same violent occupation, attacks from their government, and the courage and the strength they've shown in solidarity with Palestinian people is something that I think should fill us all with a spirit of hope and connection across this country. Always was and always will be. Can I first of all thank you all for coming out today? I think many people thought that after last week and the attacks against the rally and the vicious political attacks that somehow Sydney would sort of lose its connection. Well, I'm here to say Sydney cares. You all care. You've come out today and you have said that you're here and you'll keep turning up. And we will keep turning up and we'll keep fighting in Parliament and we'll fight on the streets and we'll keep doing it until we get peace and peace with justice. Peace with justice. That's what we'll keep doing. But last week I was down in Parliament. I was down in the Senate with my colleagues and I was looking across at the different political players down there and looking at both Labor and the Coalition, and increasingly there's little difference between them. I call them the war parties, the two war parties that seem to have a stranglehold on our politics. And that's a stranglehold we need to break. We absolutely need to break it. But when you look at them, you ask, how could they possibly be representing the Australia that I know? The Australia that when they see a child being killed or injured, when they see families' homes being destroyed by bombs, the Australia I know wants that to end. That's the Australia I know. But it's not represented by the Labor Party, and it's not represented by the Coalition. And indeed, we had the Coalition today coming out and asking for more war and more violence and saying they have no limits. They have no limits. They're not interested in international law. And in fact, we saw the Coalition coming out and saying the United States is being too soft and they want Australia to take a more aggressive position than the United States. What is wrong with the Coalition? What is wrong with those people? But you know what is wrong with politics? Is that Labor keeps chasing them. And every time the Coalition moves to the right to yet another brutal, violent, unlawful position they take on refugees or Palestine, Labor seems to be following them off to the right. And that's a toxic development in our politics. And we should call it out for what it is, because the Coalition have no limits. And if Labor keeps following them, they will also have no limits. And we're seeing that as we speak. We're seeing a Labor government still willing to send weapons parts, like for the F-35 fighter jet, still willing to send armoured steel that goes onto Israeli tanks and armoured vehicles, still willing to send drone engines that go into the drones that are observing and directing violence against Palestinians in Gaza, all done by the Albanese Labor government. And then they have the hide to tell us they're not sending weapons. Not only are they sending weapons, they're gaslighting us and denying the truth. And that is shameful for our government, and it destroys trust in democracy when your government is willing to lie to you like that. But let's call it out for what it is. Our government is lying, our government is complicit in it, and we need that to end. And in fact, we need to change the bloody government in this country. I can tell you that. But we should also look at what our government does in response to people fleeing this appalling genocide in Gaza and the surge of violence and killing in Lebanon. And when we crunched the numbers recently, we found some pretty appalling data. Because after the invasion, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the world looked and wanted to see what it could do for the people of Ukraine, and that was the right moment. That was the right feel and the right thing to do. Our government did do the right thing. And there were 5,000 applications from Ukrainians for humanitarian visas and for protection in Australia, and less than five were rejected. Less than five. And that was right. And that was what we needed to do in the moment with the people facing a violent occupation. And when the Ukrainian refugees came here, they were given work rights and Medicare rights and genuine humanitarian protection. Less than five were rejected of 5,000. But in Palestine, 7 out of 10 applications from Palestinians fleeing the genocide in Gaza have been rejected. 10,000 applications, 7,000 rejected. How can our government not see the obscene discrimination against the Palestinian people in that? We can see it. We call it out. It's obscene anti-Palestinian discrimination, and it's shameful from our government. Shameful from our government. And once Palestinians come here, it turns out that the Albanese Labor government, through Minister Burke, only issues humanitarian visas when they get an audience with the minister. The family has to get an audience with the minister and beg Minister Burke, and then, on occasion, he will grant them humanitarian protections. It's like some sort of medieval feudal lord, not a government. We say, and I think we join together in saying this, that the some 1,300 Palestinians who have been able to come here to protect themselves and their family deserve a pathway to permanency. They deserve work rights and Medicare rights and a sense of protection from us. That's what we deserve to give them. And let's make that our commitment today. So thank you so much for coming out. And I will end with a word of hope. As awful as the war parties are, both Labor and the Coalition, as dreadful as their policy settings are, you can see the pressure that's being applied to this government is having an impact. They look more shameful than ever, more embarrassed, more distant from the people that they think they're meant to represent. Their connections with our city, their connections with people are breaking, and they can feel it and they can see it because it's real and it's happening. It's real and it's happening. But let's join together. Let's join together. I don't care if you vote green, purple, or pink. But let's join together in a movement that has one goal in its mind: to end the genocide, to deliver peace with justice, and to finally free Palestine and Lebanon. Thanks very much.
Free, free Palestine! Free Palestine! Hands off Lebanon! Hands off Lebanon! We're going to hear from Qasem Shahan. He's an 8-year-old boy and he's going to be reading us some poetry, and he is from Yaroun, which is a village that many of you, I'm sure, know was carpet bombed by the Israelis recently. Make him welcome.
Babies crying, kids screaming, mothers yelling, fathers dying. That's all what we've been saying day after day after day. And how sad is it to know that this is a reality? We ain't dreaming. What do we say to a world that doesn't pay any attention to what happens throughout the day? I have a tale about two lands, so rich and bright, yet filled with shadows in the night. In Palestine, where olive trees grow, children dream, but fear can show that their laughter turns to cries as war breaks out beneath the skies. And in Lebanon, the street once loud, now carry whispers and silent crowds. Yet still the kids with hearts so strong find ways to play and sing a song. Let's join our hands and raise our voices, for every child deserves a choice to live in peace, to laugh and play, to chase their dreams. Come on, let's say with me, free, free Palestine.